All in. Racing. And they got away to a reasonable beginning. Virtual Bubble, one of the first to break. She shows some good natural speed. Pipsqueak over towards the outside also came out nicely. Viridian Ruby holds position up towards the far side rail. Peach Cobbler, that's in the pink sleeves and blue cap. Leela Kendi was further back in the field. That's in the pink and blue. Next best is Desert Ice, racing about four lengths off the leader. Roman Beauty got a whole lot closer. Burnout and Senorita Lolita are the next two. Kim Chanel is in the black and white. Then came One Ripple, who must be racing about seven lengths adrift. Frozen Acid got some work to do as they head through the final 400 metres. Viridian Ruby picked up the lead with Peach Cobbler up the inside. There's a length in it. Burst Your Bubble third. Desert Ice, they followed by Leela Kendi into the last 200 metres, and Viridian Ruby and Peach Cobbler have this race to themselves. 200 metres left to run. Peach Cobbler, though, sticks her nose in front. Viridian Ruby forced to fight back, and she's doing exactly that into the closing stages. Very little in it. Peach Cobbler, Viridian Ruby. Viridian Ruby or Peach Cobbler, it's a photo. Then third place to Kim Chanel and further back to Desert Ice. Great race, great finish. Peach Cobbler had Viridian Ruby on the ropes, but Viridian Ruby's come swinging right back. And over the final 300 metres, it was just a matter of who was going to win the race, because they had this all to themselves. Viridian Ruby, Peach Cobbler. Here's the line. Viridian Ruby does it. Viridian Ruby takes out the opener. Gareth Wright on board for Michelle Ricks. Well done to winning owners and breeders Neil Clark and Richard Foden, daughter of Eric the Red. Has shown great tenacity to come back and beat Peach Cobbler, who, like I said, had her on the ropes with 200 metres left to run. Good gutsy win. Third for the yard as well. Kim Chanel runs third. And then came Desert Ice. And fifth for the yard as well with Burst Your Bubble. All three getting a state check. Further back then to Frozen Acid, did well to clear a few. Uncut Gem, Leela Kendi, then came Burnout, Senorita Lolita, One Ripple. They were further back in the field as we have a look at the head-on replay. Peach Cobbler under the hands moved up, probably better than Viridian Ruby with 300 metres left to run, but Viridian Ruby kept on giving, kept on firing all the way down to the wire with Peach Cobbler, and they pulled well clear of the rest of the field, with Kim Chanel hinting that there is a win in the tank in third. But Viridian Ruby fights hard for the win, and the win goes her way in the opener here at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth. Race number two starts, the PA gets underway at 13:45.
Very good win, you have to say. She went to the start beautifully, number two, Viridian Ruby. For me, she had tightened up quite a bit from that first run going into her second run. Peach Cobbler definitely goes past her off the false rail. And I like the way she fights back to go and put her head back down where it matters most. Daughter of Eric the Red out of the Gimme the Green Light Mare, Viridian Light. Well done to Gareth Wright, very good ride. Well done to Michelle Ricks. There's Perrick, of course, they got some runners in Treberger on Friday. So all the best to them. They've run first and third here. The stable companion, Kim Chanel, also a daughter of Eric the Red, has run a good race. So numbers you need, 2, 1, 3 and 9 for race number 1. Just want to mention the owners. The owners being Messrs. N.R. Clark and R.P. Foden. This one bred by Mr. Neil Clark and Mr. Richard Foden. So well done to them. She is a one-time winner from two starts. We'll try and pick up the last 400 metres just now after the lead-in, just to see if there's any hard luck stories and horses that we can follow going forwards. But a good ride and a good finish to open up proceedings here at Hollywood Bets Kenilworth.